Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. I have a lot of you calling in tonight at the 773-897-6461 number for that wild fun time, and we're going to give it to you. It's Thursday night. I hope you're ready. I say we. I, Jethro Smith, part of Native American, was born with the gift of sight. I was able to read auras and after a near-death experience with drowning and coming back, I was able to hear and have been doing readings for individuals, psychic readings, mediumship readings, helping individuals with the light for the last 30 years. I have the most wonderful friend tonight. You're going to love this. I have an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She was conducted her first seance at the age of 8, and since then on radio and film, TV, and in living rooms across America. She specializes in energy and flow. We just love her as Patty. It's Patty Negri. How are you, Patty?
I'm great. Happy Mercury retrograde. I can't even talk, but I'm through it. I am excellent, Jethro. Good to have you back. I want to thank Gary for coming on the last couple weeks, and it's a thrill to have you back as well. Missed you madly, my partner.
Thank you. I missed you, and we have so much fun. You know, those of you know, this is our getting to the end of the week, and me and Patty get really wild, and we go on to do a bunch of shows, so all of you guys keep track of where we are. Catch us on Facebook. You know, you can type it as PATTINEGRI or JETHROSMITH. So Jethro Smith, Patty Negri, get a hold of us. We've got a lot of you writing in. James Wood likes, I love the show. Got to know what's going on, Jethro. Every time I tune on, you got more stones and you got things happening. I'm doing it all. So get a hold of me. Catch me. You got to go to the website, psychicsgonewild.com. We are keeping track of everyone, or go to our personal websites. Patty, tell them a little bit about you. What's going on with Patty? Is she doing any TV? Things happening that you can share with us?
Yeah, I have all sorts of fun things being here in Hollywood. I have two shows on this next week, actually. I still do not know when my America's Got Talent is going to air, because that's going to be a funny one with me and Howie Mandel and his son's dog. But on the 23rd, I'm doing a show. Maybe that's not next week. I thought it was next week. It's the week after. The 23rd, I'm doing a show called Cry Wolf on Discovery ID. That's actually an acting job, but it's a very dramatic acting job. It's really fun. And it's the big reveal at the end that I can't tell you because I'll spoil it, but it's really good. And then on the 27th, I'm going to do, Patty the Psychic, the medium, an episode of Hollywood Hillbillies, where I'm with Adrian Maloof's house, one of those blonde Beverly Hills housewives. But it's a different show, and I'm with the Hollywood Hillbillies, who are, again, opposite of the housewives. It's kind of a reality show based on the old Beverly Hills Hillbillies. So these are country folk who got money and moved to the city and all that you would expect. But reading Mima, the matriarch of the family. So that was really fun. We had American Idol people there, all sorts. It was a circus of fun, indeed. So good stuff. I'm waiting on a whole lot of air dates from everything from my ghost adventures to the AGT, but I'll just, when I remember to ask them, I will tell you. But everything's good. We've got that thing coming up in Texas in July. Anybody near Dallas or willing to travel there in July, a three-day Federation conference. Here in L.A. on the 28th, I'm doing with Soon-Hee and Chin-Hee Park. Many of you know them, also Federation psychics like Jethro and I. A beautiful five psychic gallery reading at Hollywood's favorite Italian restaurant for only $20 a person. It's a steal, less than half we've ever charged. And I don't know. I'm just running around in circles. It's a good time.
I love it. You and Howie Mandel, I'll be in spontaneous, is worthy to listen to.
You have no idea. Just picture, we're on stage at the Dolby Theater where they do the Academy Awards. This big, beautiful theater, 2,000 people. I really can't talk much about it. But Howard Stern yelling, you know, psychics are fake, la, la, la. The audience turning against us. The dog attacking Howie, knocking him over. Howie wrapped up in a dog leash. Me screaming at Howie Mandel, It's a cockfight. not meaning what it sounds like, but again, it was a male thing with him and the dog, how they got off on the wrong side. It was just, and then me trying to reach to help Howie up because he's all knocked over with it. And it's like, oh, but wait, you can't touch Howie Mandel. Me back, me reach. It was, I loved every second of it. The 8 minutes, almost 9 minutes, but actually that show, you're only supposed to be 90 seconds. And it was 9 minutes of insanity.
Oh, I'm just loving it. Those
blood was spilt. Mine.
Blood. Everyone, this is Patty Legri, Jethro Smith talking about it. We're live. It's Psyche's Gone Wild. This is the month of June, for those of you tuning in. I know it's a little bit, and that's the subject we're talking about. We're talking about conversationalism with psychics. Do you listen? Do you talk? How's the combination? How do I go about talking with a psychic or a medium? And this is our topic this month, and we're going to be giving you a lot of our input. We've got Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, Jan Bach-Drakey, Gary Wimmer, Salsa, those of you know her, Ariana. We have Elliot Vickery. All of you that are tuning in, remember, we've got all of these people here at Psychics Gone Wild. Get with us. So we're talking about how we talk with a psychic. And, you know, we are like other individuals. We had one of the first things, Dina Flanagan, she joked about, she said, they talk to us like they talk to everyone. Yes, but let's go a little deeper. Patty, well, this is a good conversation, especially with you in the mediumship. A lot of individuals want to know, if they go into you, is it better for them to just be quiet and to give you their name and talk, or would you rather know exactly which person on the other side they want to speak to? How do you do that, Patty, when someone comes to you wanting a mediumship reading?
Well, that depends. Often they do have somebody specific they want to talk to. And so I try to tune into that person. Usually it's pretty good, and I'm able to give them something that's a confirmation, like he only wore, you know, green shoes or whatever the thing is, so that I build their confidence up. And then they usually find a whole other list of people they want to talk to. Whoever, we get whatever answer from that person, and then they see that how it works, and they do. And it usually is somebody specific when somebody's coming to me for mediumship. When it's something like a gallery, like I'm doing with the twins in a couple weeks, or I do a lot of small little galleries. I did one last week, and it was 12 people in a living room, very much how Long Island Medium does it. So then they're not specifically asking. They're sitting there, and it just kind of comes up. Okay, who's got an Uncle Bob who's a fisherman? Okay, who's got it? Whatever that is. So they may have had specific people in mind, but I usually don't ask them first. I just kind of start out, and then if there's any dull spots, I will ask, okay, who do you want to talk to? So mediumship, I guess it's the same. With psychics, people usually have kind of specific questions. Of course, always relationship and career money and health stuff. So they have versus general, but I think mediumship is even a little more specific because it's rarely generally just, I just want to talk to some dead people.
I love it, and I agree. And those of you tuning in, you know, you come in with us, and Patty's talking about a drawing room reading where people come in, you sit down together in a group, you're going to get that time of John Edwards is another one who is very well known, John Edwards, and she was saying Teresa Laputo, Patty Negri. I've seen some phenomenal names do the drawing room, and that's how you go ahead and measure that private on one. We've done it here over the radio. Those of you calling in tonight, a few of you will get lucky. We'll have pick the phones up here in a minute. I've got a lot of you pushing and shoving, don't get wound, but we're going to go ahead when we're communicating. And this is something that I had someone explain to me a long time ago. Remember to come in not only with an open mind, but an open body. If you cross your legs or you cross your feet, then you're putting out energies of it. Now, you know, me and Patty are very different and yet alike, so we're working towards helping you. So you want to come in an open way. I had someone say, Jethro, I didn't have my arms crossed, and I understand that body posture. Also, it's in an acceptance. You've reached a point in your life where you're going to come in, but you're very argumentative and you feel like, you feel like you're ready for a fight. If you come in and you sit down in front of me and Patty and we pick up a lot of red energy, it's easier for us if you put down the resistance. At least give the person the chance. Find one of us you love. Patty's cute. Patty's adorable. You know you've heard Patty on the, you love her voice. You love the way that Patty goes in and does her magic. You like the way Jethro is hyper, or you like the way that Jan is sweet and talks with the animals. You like the way Gary is professional. You pick that person, sit down, relax, and open your energy. And when I mean that, that's what we talked about. Communication is something we're going to get into this month. Sit down and just really relax. Breathe in full breaths, all of the lungs. Hold the energy and relax. A good 5 or 10 minutes before you go in with the person that you're going to read. If you're on the phone, obviously the same thing. And then start in a casual. If you get yourself hyped up and you're doing energy like this and you're ready to go, it will do energy. But what will happen is, as a psychic, we're going to be able to do that for communications. So it's a really great way to get the best of the reading. You get the most buck for your ride. You come in, you grab a hold of Patty, you're in a good open state. Patty's going to be able to go, which we've had her do right on the show. She'll tell you that name. She'll get that person. And I've had someone say, Jethro, how come they got the great reading? Why did I call it at the hour when you and Patty were rocking and rolling? And I'm going, we rock and roll all the time because this is what we do. I'm not bragging. I want to say that right. I hope that doesn't hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not saying we're all that. I'm just saying we're very professional. Every day we work at this hard. But what we love in helping people is we need that spontaneous. So you're already communicating with us. Patty, do you believe that sometimes it's good to do maybe a little bit of smudging or incense before, or would you prefer they come in unclean, as they call it?
Well, if they come in, what I almost always do, when it's on the phone, I work with oils and things, and I try to connect with them breathing wise. I may have them breathe, and I'll run light through them a little bit if needed. When they come in live, I almost always do that. Don't cross your legs. Do this. I get them to breathe a little bit, and I almost always use one of my oils to open up all their senses, to help focus their seeing, their hearing, their sixth sense, all of them. I will ask them if they don't have to, if they don't want to, I'll say, can I anoint you with some oil? Put some, just place on your palms. And I've never had anybody say no, and it really helps, again, connect it. Then I do my little prayer to the universe until that I just may be, calling their guides in mind, that I just may be, beneficial light, health, powering for them, that I'm just a conduit. And then we go. But yes, I don't smudge though. I don't, unless somebody feels reeky, really icky, sagey, I don't like sage, just in case there is some mediumship there and that will block it. I might use something else, a Palo Santo or a different incense.
Love it. Tune it in. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Patty, tonight being wilder than ever. Call 773-897-6461. If you can't get to a phone, you're on iTunes or working, you don't want to get busted by your boss, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. You can text or chat us there. We are here for you. I've had a lot of friends here over in Albuquerque writing to tell me tonight, we love you, Jethro. We're listening in tonight. You and Patty sound really good. Please ask Patty, has she ever heard of a coffee cleansing? A friend of mine tells me that you pour 3 cups of warm coffee in a bath and take this cleansing. You sit there for 5 minutes, and then when you get out, it will get rid of any negative that's being brought to you from people that are in your family. I don't know, it sounds good to me, but I'm not sure what would coffee work in me or out of me to get my day going. What do you think?
I honestly don't know that one. I mean, I've lots of things for cleansing in a bath, from different herbs to eggs, and I don't know coffee. The only thing other than drinking that coffee I've heard of is coffee enemas, but I've never done that either and don't really know why people do that, but I know they do. But I don't know about the bath thing, but give it a try. Feel it or look it up. I sure it can't hurt you. You're still going to get some caffeine in you.
Whoa, try a little bit. You guys call us on this, and I think that's the best part of being magic. I had a teacher a long time said, go into this with the faith of a child, and I love that. If you look at your children or you've seen young individuals, they go in and they look at it, it's there, and they go in with the faith of here it is. And you go in with the lighthearted protections of the higher energy watching over you, just like the faith of a child. You're going to have a great time. You're going to love it, especially when it comes to spiritual cleansing. I have a really good remedy for anybody who would like to have a floor sweep. And it has three or four things that I came up besides what the usual is. But when you put it in and you grate this, put it in a little bit of herb, you have to get natural. You can't just go and buy this already grated. You have to get the, you know, and grate it. But when you put it in and put it into your place, it brings you not only the financial positive, but it puts the work. I know of a friend of mine who takes and does cinnamon and other things out from the old way of it. They even add a little bit of Florida water in there. And I have a friend in Sedona who takes the Florida water, puts it in their mouth, and actually puts the spray to the place in four areas. It's a way they do in the shamanism there. I'm a little worried that it's alcohol. If you guys know what the Florida water is, it's cologne, and I'm not going to put anything like that in my mouth. But it works. So do it like what Patty said. You know, try it. The thing that's going to do, as long as you're doing it within measure, enjoy it. We have a friend here writing in, Patty, I have to ask, why is it that every time I talk about magic, I get tingles? But people say their hands feel like light energies. Mine, ironically, is my feet. I've joked about it for the last couple of years, and my wife told me that maybe it's because I am supposed to dance my way into magic. It doesn't feel bad. It just feels like a positive tingling and quits after we discuss it. We have tried a few things with not a whole lot of success, but a lot of fun trying. Is there any suggestion you have that would get my feet to help me with the magic and just not just tingle?
Well, I like that. Feet are portals, too. Just like the palms of your hands, the palms of your feet are portals. And I actually love the suggestion of dancing your way through. Otherwise, use it. I mean, people would probably think it's a very odd technique if you were doing laying on the feet on somebody. Here, let me put my foot on your head and test it. Here, let me hold this. You know, so that might take a little working around. But you have that energy and you feel that strong portal. Work with pulling up earth energy. You know, there's some strong major working with really elemental earth energy, and that seems like what would be a natural for you with the feet. Don't you think so, Jethro?
I do agree. That makes sense. I think, Patty, it fits when you were saying that. I feel that that's what it's telling him. And it would make sense that maybe your system's saying that a little of energy, do some grounding, do some work, and your feet are already waking up. They just need a little bit of a help from you to bring it to life. You may be the next person that's able to do magic with the energy, of course, and it's just your body's tingling, telling you, okay, we're here for you. I can tell you that, honestly, I always know with my psychic work that I will get a very sensation, and it tingles in my neck. It's a very funny feeling, and at first I used to laugh and say that maybe I had a bullfrog for a totem, but what it does is it does a little bit of a tingle, and then I know that day with it. As I study and grew older, it's obviously the back of my neck is my pineal gland, and what it's doing is my guides are getting me ready for a fun day of reading. So, you know, whatever your body's telling you, go with it. We've got a lot of friends here. I want to tease you guys. We're having a little bit of silly, so hang on, you guys are on the phone, because Mercury's gone, but somebody has a sense of humor, because right now I'm still trying to get back into our own studio. So as we go through it, we know you can hear us. Make sure you're there with me and working on the love. We're going to be back in just a second. There we go. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're loving. We're having a fun time, and we're here. And 972, how are you? we had all the way around the party.
Hello, how are you?
Happy that I got you. You don't know what I went through to come back to see you.
This is LaShondra.
Hey, LaShondra, you rock. I haven't heard you in a while. I've been praying on you guys. I worry that I don't hear from you. I think you guys are out two-timing me in the other radio shows. Now, you're not doing it right.
I've been around.
Oh, no. You're breaking it to me gently, aren't you?
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
I'm great. I was calling because I'm really trying to land a teaching position. And Monday, I was invited to, it's by invitation only, to a job fair. And I printed out like 40 copies of each, my letters of recommendation, my resume, my transcripts, my eligibility statement for teaching, basically everything that I need, philosophy of education, everything. And I'm just trying to see, is anyone going to offer me a position on Monday?
I get that this is going to be really great for you. I don't know that it might be a little hard-pressed that they offer you on Monday itself, because it's usually something they may have to take back to the office or whatever. But mm-hmm. I do think there's a really good probability that you'll get something really good from it. So something good at a really good place is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
I'm seeing it. They're also telling me that it's time that that you got the benefits. It's like there's something about the benefits or something about the paperwork that this is really good. It's time. And you know, we're in Pluto going backwards, retrograde, and it's like a time that people are looking inside and are all worried about stuff. And with you, it's a blessing because it also, on the other side of that, we're also, those of us who've done work and put out energy and intent, is getting blessings because it's rewarding those who have done good intent. And I feel it's your time, Lashandra. I feel like you've earned this.
Yes, I've worked. Oh, my gosh. I haven't studied since last year when I moved back to Texas. So I was like, okay, I'm done studying. It's time to take the test. So I took it in April, and I passed it. So I've gone to a couple of job fairs, but they didn't go too well. So I was like, okay, let me just try other districts. So it's been overwhelming because the job where I am now is becoming too, you know, it's a bit too much.
I'm feeling it. Well, it blesses me. And Patty, you're behind you. We love you. And I got to tease you. You called me for a couple of years, and I always tease you, you know. And you know, in Texas, everyone knows I lived in Galveston for a couple of years. And how did you study so hard in that party world? I mean, I was a good guy, and I mean, I know every night these people are like laughing, dancing. Somebody's having a, like, you can just come over and have, we'll just have a little quick cocktail or something. Next thing I know, it's 3 a.m, everybody's out dancing on the sand. I go, what is this Texas happy hour? I don't get it. They're like, you got to live and live a little bit. And I go, you guys never take a day off. You know?
I know, and I need to take a day off. But I don't know. I just, you know, I'm really not the partying type. I'm a homebody, so. So basically, I just love being home. I don't know. But I need to get out and live.
Well, Lashandra, we love you. Tell us as it comes. Call us about it. Go in and put in tonight, psycheskonwall.com, because tonight we're going to be giving away a labradorite. It's a stone that works with your energy. It's a very beautiful rainbow-colored stone. We're doing a toss stone, so you would be able to carry it. And it works with you in your career, because wherever you're working, it will also help keep the positive work and get you out, not where you don't get stuck in the undercurrent. It's a very good stone for business. Good luck, Lashandra. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're getting a little wilder here. I know a couple of you guys have pushed the button because the phones are doing it. Bear with me. I guess Mercury had one last kick before it went all the way right. We are here. We are here for you. I know that the phones, I had someone tell me they're hearing those funny sounds again. Me and Patty have had McDonald's orders and everything. We've had fries. So we have the energy. We work on it. We try to be good, but the guys don't always stay good with us. So just go with the flow. That's why it's wild and that's what's fun. It's real and spontaneous. I have someone writing me, Jethro, I really want to get into the show really bad, but I can't tonight. I have to ask Patty this. My wife is 6 months pregnant. We have been seeing crescent moons all over the house. My family is a little bit into magic, and I do know my sister said it is a good sign. The joke we have is, if this baby is born, should I get ready to get a cauldron or get a bassinet? Because we feel like there's a magic baby coming. Does Patty have any ideas? Why do I keep seeing all these crescent moons since this baby started to come along?
Yes, get a cauldron. No, I think that's beautiful, and it does feel like a sign, and I think you are going to have a very special, very magical baby. So just let them discover it. You know, just be open to them as they discover. You could guide them gently into it, but a magical child like that that's coming in magical, they'll find their way with your guidance and support. Let them discover that path. And it's great. And the moon, so many magical things. This crescent moon is so many magical things. And we have a moon baby. How cool is that?
Ooh, I love it. Tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and Patty Negri, having a blast, talking about communicating with psychics, other works we've got, helping you guys that tune in. Mark in Colorado writes, I need to know, Patty, can you tell me why is it that I have been having all this dream work? It seems like I'm having all these things happen. I do remember you talking about the water. I tried it. It did work very well. I seem to have a lot of help on the other side. My dreams are great, and they're making my life come true. I'm just very grateful. Any other advice, Patty, on helping my dreams come true?
Well, I think that's great. And if you did the dream school, which I talked about. And if anybody wanted to know what that is, you can find it at pattynegri.com, and then go to my blog page and just scroll down a couple. All it is a water, a glass of water by the side of your bed. Then you add intent. You ask God, you ask spirit, you ask your guides to open it up, and you open up a channel without that chatty, you know, little other side of your brain going, oh, wait, that doesn't make sense. Oh, no, I can't do that. And it really opens it up. And because you did that some, I think you opened up that channel that maybe you don't even have to do that consciously with the water anymore. But just keep that intent there for and deeper with you. I don't think you need any other techniques. I mean, if you need to pull the water back in, pull the water back in. But more than anything else, it's intent working with your spirits.
Love it. Those of you tuning in, this is getting real and it's getting live, and we're doing it tonight. I've got the phones. Grab that phone before it runs. 315, you got in. How are you, 315?
Hi, Uncle Jethro.
Hello, how are you?
This is Annette. Hi, Patty.
Hello. Hi, Annette. You read my book, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
I was wondering if I just met my soulmate because he's driving me crazy. Uh-huh.
Can we get a name, first name or initials?
Timothy. I'm playing poker.
Me too. I'm throwing down cards. No. I'm not sure. I don't know, Jethro. You're the doctor of love.
I do feel you've gotten into a karmic energy.
Yeah.
I know how to tell the difference between a soulmate and a karmic flame, right? How's it going? Is it good or is it bad? I mean, is it so intense that you can't stand your own skin? Or are you just really in liking the experience with the person? There's good and bad of this. This is where people find out with twin flames. Everybody's like, I've got my twin flame. And then they're 6 weeks later going, get me away from it. Because what happens is it puts all of the energy together. Yes, it does. It's like opening the cake before it's time. It gets a little messy in that oven. You're feeling the energy and it's going. I'm picking that this person is your person. I feel like this is the right one. I feel this is intent. And I'm also being told by the guides that he is clearing out a path for you. It's some kind of Ganesh work, which in the Indian way from the India is that the guide that clears out and gets rid of things in your path, gets rid of the obstacles. This man is meant to help you get where you need to be, and it's about time somebody helped you is what I'm hearing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly.
You're a little chicken right. Now that you got a good one, you're a little running. I can see you pulling on your shoes over here. Danette's like, you are a New Yorker. I love you. You're one of our regulars. And she's like, your little shoes going on. I'm going to run if it gets real scary. Well, girl, you better put on the track because this marathon's going to be good. But I feel the love is there. And I feel like that this person really cares for who you are. So many times you've been with people who loved your brain or loved the way you worked or loved your body and not really understood Danette. I feel like there's a chemistry between you and him that's very mentally good is what they're telling me.
Okay, honey. Well, I appreciate that, Jethro.
Thank you. Did you think Uncle Jethro's guide to the sixth sense was good? Did you try any of the tools of reading with the playing cards or the dominoes and stuff?
Not yet. I'm just taking a lot of salt bath lately. I don't know about the coffee yet.
You're another one. I love it too. I bought the book, Jethro. I call you, and I'm like, no, you guys got to start trying it. I love you. Cool.
I love you too. Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, Danette. We have the family tonight. We got a lot of people calling in that are regulars, and I love that. That shows that we've been doing it for quite a while. The best compliment is to call in and let us know. That's what we want to know, because if you're coming back, then obviously the food was good. You know, it's like if you go to the next restaurant, something was up. They always said that the handshake of the host is how good the taste of the roast. And so I take that as a compliment to you guys that are calling in. I have Denise writing over here. Jethro, I love the show. I always listen to you and Patty the most. I have a really funny question to ask Patty. My husband is telling me that the neighbors have put something on him. I've repeatedly told him that he's a lot of it's mind over matter. A lady has discussed with him, and now he wants to put up a salt block. The problem is she needs $280 to get this started. Patty, I'm not feeling good about it. Isn't there a cheaper thing besides putting up this big amount of money for this?
Yeah, and salt is great for salt baths and for certain rituals and cleansing. But if you're putting up a big salt block, that's going to block way too much stuff. And besides, if it's something that's outdoors that kills any living plant, that does not sound like the good idea, not even counting the money. There's all sorts of protections. So number one, I'm not feeling that they really did put a curse on. But as fabulous witches I know, the best curse is to tell somebody you put a curse on them, but not even do anything. They're going to create it themselves, which is, you know, sad, but true. I've never done that. But I have there's some beautiful a lemon protection spell. There's a Southern Conjure lemon protection spell that is my go-to. And all you need, yes, you need some salt, one lemon, a knife, and a platter. And there's an exact rhymey thing you could do. I'll email it to you if you'll email me, anybody who wants it. Just say, I want your lemon Southern Conjure spell. And it costs you the price of one lemon and salt. And you say this special, very cute rhyming chant by salt. And you build up the energy like with spell working. And then you cut the lemon with salt and you let it dry. And when it dries, you bury it. It's so powerful. It pulls all the negativity. If there is a curse, it'll pull it out, but it'll pull out any negative altogether. You purposely do not put a person's name in it. You do not picture a person. You do not, even if you think you know who that person is, don't. Just say against any negativity, because just in case you're wrong, you don't want to be the one doing the magic on somebody else. It'll work on whoever it's supposed to work on. So email me at patty@pattynegri.com. It's a beautiful, magical, old Southern spell, and it should cost you not more than $2.
Love it. There, now you have it. I didn't know that. That makes sense to me, because people's minds make sense of doing that. You know, they're gonna do the most strong intense. And I love that. Patty, helping another person here. For those of you tuning in too, remember, a lot of times carrying your own energy with you too is a lot of it. If you feel the light, you go with the energy. You also, like Patty says, do the energy. Remember to I wear amber, and I will tell you guys, this is something I would also promote. Amber touching your skin. It's a tree resin. If you've ever seen amber, it's a very beautiful kind of a gold looking honey color, down to a coffee color, depending on which size of amber and type you want. It's very inexpensive. It's something you can wear not only in jewelry or carry with you. Just make sure it touches your skin, absorbs the energy of negative, and turns it positive. And I had a friend of many years ago tell me that this was the best way to handle it. In my career, sometimes I have people who do put things or do things awkward because of where I stand in this position. There's not all light ones of us. I want to say everybody's like me and Patty, but unfortunately we're not the only ones that are doing this, and some people aren't. But what is good is sometimes they will throw it, and amber will also turn it into a positive. I had a person prove to me psychically someone was doing stuff, and I kept, you know, I was a little gullible. I kept saying, why would they do that? What happened is the energy would do it, and then I would get blessings because the amber would turn what they were throwing into me into a good thing. So, you know, maybe you might want to, like Patty said, do her thing, and please look at the amber, because, you know, your neighbors sound to me like I think somebody's messing with his head.
I do amber too. I have this beautiful string of amber I wear a lot whenever needed. Also black tourmaline. Black tourmaline for negativity, of course.
Very good.
Right. I was going to do a little tiny chant of that chant. So anyway, you are cutting these beautiful lemons, you are salting these lemons, and you're just going to stay, and you're going to get yourself into a little bit of a trancey state, or just, you have to build the energy. All spells against me congregate within this lemon, that's your fate, sour spell to sour fruit, you must go there, because that's your suit, bound to this lemon evermore, each spell against me, that's your store, all in this lemon, now I see, and so it is, no mode of being. And then you cross it, and you're cutting it, and then you go, uncross this salt for me. Breaks up attacking energy within this sour lemon bound. Now kills all spells with salt and sound. As lemon dries in salt and air, I'm free from harm and all despair. Uncross, uncross, and happy you'll see. And as I will, so mote it be. Now those little words are so powerful. With a simple lemon, it always works.
Love it. Thank you, Patty. I've got all of you guys writing in. This is great. I love it, Patty. You're helping me again. I got quite a few I'd like to use this lemon with. Thank you so much. I'm here with Patty Negri, who was voted number one psychic in the United States, and we just love her because she's Patty. We're learning, we're growing, we're having fun. I hope you guys are having a wild time. I've got a Skype caller on. It's 111. Can you hear me, Skype caller?
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call. I was just curious if y'all saw any love come my way.
Love?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, I do need to get permission from the guides to read you. Can you tell me your first name?
Oh, yeah, my name's Brandy.
Great. Brandy, I'm picking up that there's an energy with you that I feel like that, yes, they're telling me that there is time for you to enjoy the relationships that are there. I feel like you've had somebody, either a brother or a family member, who was kind of trying to block your relationships. They were over-concerned, or they felt like you needed to date who they wanted, or they were watching over you.
No, not really. Not that I can think of.
I keep seeing like some kind of a figure watching over, doing the energy, and they're telling me that you will be having a relationship that for you that is more to your liking. I feel like you want somebody who's going to treat you right and be out doing things. You don't want to be just sitting at home. You want somebody who's going to live a little or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was there a relationship? And maybe I apologize. Was there a relationship you had before where somebody was just kind of dominant and keeping you at home and was like the boyfriend who wanted to sit and watch TV or hang out?
No, not really, no.
Okay. I apologize. For some reason, I keep picking up a man with you that kept you back, and now he's gone. And I don't know. I'm not saying like he's like, ooh, gone, like you put him out of your misery. I'm saying like he's, you know what I'm saying? He's like there, and then the energy's back. So I'm feeling that, and I'm not sure why, but they keep telling me that there's something that you can do. Now, me and Patty talk about apples. Patty, what can we do to help Brandy bring in a positive love?
To bring in a positive love? Yeah. Number one, be romantic with yourself. You know, like, take bubble baths. Buy yourself flowers. You know, even if you're eating home by yourself, light a candle. Make it romantic. Romance begets romance begets romance. So first, love yourself. And then, you know, every trip to the grocery store, have your eyes open that it can be. And talk to your guides. Like, this is what you're ready for now. I see somebody coming in. I actually see somebody... somebody coming in, I think they have a children, so they've probably been married before, a child or children. I'm seeing them, but I'm seeing it's going to be, it looks really nice, but I'm getting the energy that Jethro got too, that you have to make sure you're not in your way with something.
Yeah, maybe. Whether it's, I mean, I may be in my own way.
Yeah. So, you know, you let it go. It's as easy
really
as you allow
it to be. I haven't been for a while.
Are you getting out to meet people?
I mean,
they
I get
rarely
out not
come
a lot,
knocking.
But I get out.
You know, like I said, every trip to the grocery store, to the dry cleaners, could be the place. But get out and find like-minded people. I always wanted to take a macrame class, take it, a book reading class, go to art gallery opens. It's not
absolutely
about the necessarily.
I feel like I don't know if I intimidate or scare people or what, but I don't know. It just feels like I have trouble meeting people.
I had that, and I've had that energy before. I was part of it was the energy we have and things, and I found out one of the good things, like Patty says, is and finding different types of people. I mean, one of the funnest things is to joke or laugh in the supermarket, come up with something silly, hey, how, just to practice a little bit, kind of work with it a little bit. I had when I was younger, I was a very high energy person, and people would go awkward. I learned to do that, and it was a fun way, because some people are going to, okay, and there's going to be other people that just laugh pretty soon by being the positive, trying the energy, hey, hi, great. You know, whoa, what do you think? People are going to do it. There is going to be the few of those who are like, oh my gosh, you're talking to me. Most people won't. I can guarantee you that what it does, Brandy, is it brings energy. Because they tell me that you've got somebody just like you that's a little strong energy, and that when you two go, it's going to go wham.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Let go of that thought of the block. Just let it go. Mm-hmm. Don't, like we were talking about the curses, same thing. Let go of that feeling that you're too strong for people, or people think this or people think that. You know, it may or may not have been true, but decide that it's not true anymore.
The rose quartz smile on your face and look out, Cupid's on the prowl.
Okay.
Thank you. Blessings, Brandy.
Thank you.
We are wild. I know there's a lot of you contacting. We're having a little bit of Mercury's after effect. It's kind of like a little bit of a hangover. It doesn't want to stop, but it's okay because we're getting through, and a lot of you guys are calling in, and we love it. That's what Psychic's Gone Wild is about. We were talking, our topic tonight is communicating with a psychic. You have yourself an individual. These are warnings for you if you're communicating with getting a psychic. They want you to send them more money. They have to break a spell to help you. There's always hundreds or thousands or large amounts of money starting to be brought up, needed. Run. This is not communicating with a psychic. This is a charlatan. Those of you who've done that, get a hold of us. You know, American Federation, me and Patty are certified real positive people, real people who do real readings. We don't like those people because those are the people that give us a bad name.
Yep. You have a demon on your back. You have a curse on you.
Mm-hmm. Those are not good. And what you need to do is Better Business Bureau is one of the best places. There's also the Chamber of Commerce in your town. Because as a member and as an individual who's worked my whole life since I was legal age of 18 of owning businesses, you want people who have those kind of connections. I had a friend tease me and said, well, Jethro, there's incorporations, which I'm a corporation. That doesn't mean a whole lot. A corporation can be someone who gets in and does the amount with the state to do it. A corporation in good standing, yes. It means that I've been doing business for 30 years and I'm good standing because my word is my word. Get with someone who does have a return policy or works with you. If it's, you know, you give me this amount and I got to go to Vegas to get you a prayer, be leery, because if they're telling you that Elvis Presley is in Vegas and he's going to help you, you see what I'm saying? There's something wrong there. You know, Patty's probably one of the few that I know that can talk to Elvis Presley and is able to do that, but she's not going to get him to help you with that finance.
No.
He may have been the king, but his time was done, and she's not going to utilize that to her to go see him in Tennessee. So anytime anything sounds a little bit odd, question them. You are the client. Anyone who's gifted can be able to help you through the phone, through Skype, or through the actual meeting. There are individuals that are able to do email readings, but question someone who wants to give you a master's degree in something where they never meet you, never touch you, and don't see what you look like. You need to have some kind of connection together. Patty, any other warnings of those communications with the ones you don't want to get?
It's again, if they want you dependent upon them, that to me is always a tell. I mean, a good psychic or light worker, yes, you can come to and regularly and do things, but they're trying to get you empowered with yourself, not to depend on them. And if ever they use fear tactics, like you've got a demon, there's a spell on you, you've got something attached, like Jethro said, run, just run. Anything that's not coming from love, that's coming from fear or coming from any kind of threats, or just all of a sudden your $100 reading is, you know, 300 or 500 or 5,000. I know people who have lost thousands and thousands, and these are intelligent people. So don't hide your head if you've been scammed somehow. Just run now, because it's only going to get worse.
And please, those of you who have had that, like Patty just said, do talk with some of us. I don't blame you. Once burned, twice shy. But remember, with the energy of it is, when you're hurting and you want the relationship and they tell you they can bring that person or they can do something and they give you this phenomenal amount, first of all, that's scary. I'm very much a Cupid lover. If someone's telling you they're going to raise the angels, but it's going to cost you $19.95 plus $2,000 because this week only we're having a special, if the light is everywhere, who moved? You know, that's how you got to kind of look. I can also relate, like Patty said, don't feel ashamed to do it, but just realize, because a lot of individuals, when you're in that position, I just say a little thought with it. Also remember that we are the messenger, and we are able to do magic, but a lot of times our intent is what's in a higher energy. So if someone's saying your ex-husband has left you, done all these things, and they can get him back for a couple thousand plus, you know, maybe your car, you want to be careful. We love you. We're doing Psyche's How to Talk and Communicate, Getting Serious, Loving on Psyche's Gone Wild. Yes, we're taking that on. The writing, Jethro, I love to listen to your show. You don't care what people say. Sometimes you talk about other psychics like you really believe in them, and I know you do. I love when you give your opinion. You always talk highly of others, and others you don't. I would like to have you someday read me and see what you think of my gift, because I read over here in Seattle. Get a hold of me, Psychic's Gone Wild, or you know, you can get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. I do feel very complimented. I used to pride myself as the reader of the reader, because I do feel that's another communication. I have Patty read for me when I need a reading. Why? Because I am a spoiled baby. I'm going to look at it and say, Jethro should have that extra vacation.
Yeah.
Patty's not going to do that. Patty's going to go, Jethro, and then she's going to read, I get you doing this. I get this to your benefit. I get that you and Kay are going through this. I love with this. And she knows both of us, and she's very biased on the fact that she's, you know, looking with the relationship, where I'm not. I'm unbiased, and I'm like, but Patty, I really think that Kay should let me go to Venice for 3 extra days. So get a hold of someone and have them do the reading. I've had people say that they're not. Patty, do you do your own readings, or would you prefer to have someone else?
I will never do my own readings. Just like you said, you know, we're just too close to it. I've never let you lay cards for myself. If I want to look into spirit, then yes, then I will do a meditation or a journey work or a path working and try to commune with my spirit, with my guides, with the angels. But I will not do my own divination reading. Nope.
We're getting honest. We're getting real. I hope you guys are getting to hear it all tonight. They're like, Jethro and Patty have went wild on Thursdays. I love all of you guys. It's new time, 9 p.m. It's very comfortable. It's getting to the end of the week. We're having a good time. I want to thank you. We've got the rush now of all Patty's people are calling. So it's busy now in Pacific Coast. For those of you know, I'm in Florida, the East Coast. Patty's out in the Pacific. And it just hit 6:45. I think they must have gotten through the car rush because they're now on the phone. 856, you get to do it. How are you, 856?
How are you guys? I haven't talked to you for guys in a long time.
Great. I'm so glad. Rosemary?
You're right.
Yay. You
may not see.
How's Italy?
Good. Whatever you can pick up. It's because I just sent my resume over there again, so hopefully that works this time. Whatever you guys can pick. Yeah. For work. Whatever you can pick up.
Okay. People are like,
are you laying off the A&W?
I'm having lemonade tonight. I am laying off the A&W. She remembered. You Italians, I don't know. I love it. Oh, my gosh.
I see a big shift in something, whatever that is. I see it very different.
About a relationship.
And it's good, but it's, huh?
I think it's about a relationship.
Yeah.
Could be a shift in the relationship you have?
Trying to get it for the better. More communication, hopefully. Yeah.
This is good. I feel Patty's right. I feel like the person's happening. Now that makes sense why we got quiet. What I was getting was this really, really mushy, mushy music. Rosemary, I'm going to tease you. I was like, oh my gosh. Either, you know, I'm like Barry White, love making music, and your music's like woo-woo music. And I was like, sounds like a good time in the old house tonight. But then I didn't know how to say that, yes, it is. I love you two working together. I'm getting me all blush, Rose. I'm turning rose. The angels are saying the good thing is earn this love. They said that it's because the relationship's gotten to this, and like Patty said, a shift and a change. So I would say very much. They did say another deal. You know, you give me a blessing, I'm going to get to go to Italy and Venice this year. Did I tell you?
No, not yet. I just heard that you just told me. You'll love it.
I told you I really wanted to go and do the blessing. Well, then Patty told us the thing to do. I sat down and tried with the dollar and the other amount, and I got more business. And me and Kay are going to be there in October for 5 days in Rome and then 2 days in Venice.
Oh, it should have went in August because they would have had sales on stuff like that, on clothes and stuff. See?
Serious? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, we got to go early. Now I know. I need to see this. I'm going to bring an odometer. I'm going to say every place. I've got Michelangelo. I'm staying every day on other things that are there. I'm like all night long reading on wealthy places. I'm going to take pictures. And thank you, Rosemary. You brought that into me that day. And you know, it's been almost a year and a half ago to manifest it. And I go, I really just been talking about Italy. And I'm like, it just feels good. I also see the man you've got right now really cares and loves. I feel like that you just haven't got the communication. But I feel like Patty said the ship is there.
Cool. I appreciate it. Yeah, because I just sent that in. The day before yesterday and get me started going back to work. So hopefully that worked. And then the other stuff that I took care of, like what you guys helped me with a while ago. So it helped a lot.
good. We love Patty. See, we're doing good. I love it. I'm like a little board. We got cookies. We did our job.
Cool. Appreciate it, guys, and I hope you guys have fun in October. It's like a good month too. It's like kind of cool in October. So yeah, fun, fun. But if you needed more stuff, it would have been all on sale all on August. See, it's like you have to know the time to go. But yeah,
okay,
have fun in
that.
October.
It's shopping
yeah,
time in August.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, Rosemary.
Yeah,
you
fun.
Have a blessed
same year. I love you guys, too.
Thank you.
All of you guys tuning in, we're being silly here, talking with our friends, having fun. I hope you are too. We're writing in Jets, or I can't believe it. The show's going fast. I have to ask Patty really quick. I do believe in cat magic. My sister was always able to have her cat around. She joked and called him her familiar. I kid you not, my sister could talk to her cat and make things happen. Recently, we have discovered that I have a cat that's seeming to listen to me. Any ideas on how to get this cat to be a very good familiar?
Talk to it. Yeah, cats are familiar. Cats see the other side. Actually, lots of animals do, but cats specifically, that's why they do always picture which is with cats as familiars. A lot of witches do have cats. I have two cats. I don't work with them as my working partners because even though they'll take in the spirit of a familiar, they're still cats and they don't listen so much. But they are great to work with, you know, especially doing ritual or helping guide you in and out of the veil and working with you. I more, as a working partner, work with a bone, which is a replica of a skull. You see people with skulls all the time. Most people don't know why. In British traditional craft, it's called a bone. And I invite a spirit in, and that's my working partner, which just comes when called a little bit better than my cat. But cats do see the other side, and whether they become your working partner or just your familiar in communication, start it out. Literally talk to them verbally, you know, unless people are there and think you're crazy. And then start verbally, and then you could go to where it's just you don't need the words. But look at them in the eye, concentrate, talk to them, you know, and then you have to listen. People forget that. They talk and talk and talk. They go, the cat didn't talk back. And I go, did you listen? And you have to remember that part.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I love that with energy. A cat to me has always been magical because if they don't like it, they'll go to the neighbor's house. I mean, I think that alone says that's pretty esoterical. You know, you're not feeding me the right goodies. I'm out of here. If when you get some kitty and vittles or whatever I like, I'll come back. And I've, for years I've had different animals. I love all different types. I want to bring it up for you guys that are tuning in tonight. Psychics Gone Wild has single-handedly found homes for close to 137 different animals individually for different places here. If you tune into our Facebook page and check out the PGW room or the Real Psychics Gone Wild room, either room is our room. We just got so many people. We're putting out work in there, everybody. Please check them in and check out the animals there. If you have a home and you can honestly say that the animal will be cared for, when you're on vacation, you have someone who will take care of it, you really have the love to give for the animal, please take the time to do it. You know, you can buy love by helping one of our friends that are in a shelter. We have a lot of you right now in Hillsborough County here in Florida or wherever you are. Check them out with the pounds. There's some animal or some friend there lovingly waiting who may be on the death row that tomorrow may be their last day. There's a time away that a lot of towns now are doing with the animals. So if you would like to have a cat or a dog, or you know, we've got right now some hamsters, some beautiful gerbils. I know that there's also a bull python if you really like that kind of pet. Take the time and do it. The Animal Florida Rescue Bird Association is working with me. We're hopefully going to be able to help for those of you who'd like to look at the birds. I psychic jets, we're going to be working with that. I've had birds my whole life. Remember, though, you know, have those few things. Have a vet or know of someone, be willing to go that with the animal. A lot of times it's not so much that intense care. You just want to have it. Think of it, you know, think of it as a friend that you're going to have for life, the love and the loyalty. Those of you tuning in, yes, it's a good thing. Remember, the lucky thing is to own a black cat, to treat a black cat good. I don't know if anybody knows this, but, you know, there's all these silly things. I think the funniest thing is, you know, every time a black cat comes into my path, I get blessings. And it was a funny thing that as a kid they thought something was wrong with me because I thought that it was a good sign. It is a good sign. I found out later. I mean, have you heard of this, Patty? If you own a black cat, it's good luck for you?
Yes, and that's what Europe thinks. How America always, however, they picked it up backwards. But if you're in anywhere in Europe and they'll see a black cat crosses your path, woo, good luck, a black cat. We just flipped it over in this country because we're goofy. It is good luck. Besides, cats are magic, like we just said. Yeah, it's good luck. I have a black cat.
Ooh, do you? I used to. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Patty. We're having a lot of fun. Patty Negri, Jethro Smith. I'm going to grab a name here. This is what the wild part is. We give prizes to you guys because we love you and because it's fun. This Lapper Die is going to go out to Terry McKinnell, and Terry McKinnell is in Nebraska. So we want to thank you for Nebraska. We've had a lot of you guys in the Midwest. Some of you guys on the East Coast got to wake up in the West Coast. What happened to California? We're going to be playing Psychic Monopoly again. It means you call our number and you tell us who you think your best psychic is. Patty Negri and Jen Bachdrake won. They had a tie last time. It was very well. A lot of fun we had. We just have fun with it. You call in and you tell us who your favorite psychic is and why. You know, do you like Patty's voice as Russell? Do you really like the fact that Patty will talk about magic, something that a lot of people are scared of? Patty's a great medium and will talk to people on the other side. And my mother passed. Whatever your reason, call and let us know. You like Gary Wimmer because he's able to read Lithmacy, something that a lot of people are hard to read to do. Call in and let us know. We're here at Psychic's Gone Wild. We are reaching that part that me and Patty always try to throw one last fast ball. We've got mini callers. We love all of you fans. Please go to psychicsgonewild.com to get a full reading with us. We're going to grab one more live one out of there, and it is 925. How are you, 925?
Hi, Jojo. Hi, Patty. It's Rennie.
Hi, Rennie. You got
it. Hi. I knew you were pretty
beautiful.
I was sending it out there to you, Jethro.
You are, and I love it.
925, I kept doing it.
It worked. So, you got out of there, and all these energies went wrong, and we got you.
Yes, my energy is matching your guys' energy today.
Yeah.
Very positive.
So I have, I've been living in the same place for the last 2 years, and I just got a notice that they're raising my rent $150 a month, which I can't afford, and I need guidance on my living situation. My neighbors are driving me nuts with all of their loudness, and I haven't been able to sit down and concentrate on it. So I'm wondering if I'm going to move, if I'm going to be able to find something that I can afford in the area that I live.
I don't like the silence. No radio silence.
Are we on Jeopardy now?
We'd be grounded if we were on real radio. They would be coming to me and Peggy, what are you two doing? And it's just the energy is still, Mercury's still at me.
There is a place waiting for you, Rennie. I see it, and it's you're gonna like it. You got to go find it, though. You've really got to go find it.
Yes,
you're
I've been
be able to...
on Craigslist. I've been on the leasing site from the area. I've been hunting, maybe with Mercury retrograde. It's been not so good finding it.
Right. Right. It'll
right
get
now
better.
I have a washer and dryer and everything, and I want to keep the same amenities but have a nice, quiet, peaceful place where I can actually concentrate and unwind.
It's out there. Besides doing all those things you're doing, which keep doing, also ask friends, ask people you know, people, neighbors, please just have your ears open, have your eyes open. And also, I'm just getting something about driving around. Like, you know,
okay.
Let spirit guide you. You're gifted. You have good. Let spirit, and I almost see like right time, right place. You're driving around and seeing something before it really gets up on all the boards and stuff. It's in between, again, that driving around and then letting people know that you are looking and to ask their friends. I think something is Jethro, what do you think?
I agree very much. I see a sign with it. Rennie, I love you. We got 90 seconds. You're going to push this out, but definitely get a walk around a little bit. I see you picking it up. And now that Mercury's out of the way, it's going to come with you in a couple of days. We love you. We got to roll because of goodness.
Thank you, beautiful.
Thank you.
Go find it.
Thank you. They're grabbing her. Patty, catch me and Patty at psychicsgonewild.com or Patty at PattiNegri.com, JethroSmith.net. We love you guys. Patty, what do you want to tell me before they push us out that door?
Have a beautiful week. Everything should start. Today was the last little bumps of Mercury. I think they're going to be really good next day or two. And again, don't use that for excuse anyway. Just go out and create your world, you guys. It's ours to create. Nobody else.